The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley. I've got Diamond Gray. I'm still getting used to Diamond Gray being in there. I love her big smile. It's so amazing to work with someone with a big smile on their face, and that includes Autumn Warren. How's everybody doing today?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I love having Autumn, but Autumn, I love having you in studio because you know so about so many different things. Like, I can throw anything at you pretty much.
I know, it's like a pop quiz.
It is. It's like a pop quiz. And so, yeah, it is. So I never finished talking about this last week, but I went into PetSmart to get some stuff. I think I went in there for fish food that morning. I was low on fish food. And so while I was in there, this guy was on a call and he said, thank you for calling PetSmart. And he's like, yes, we do carry homeopathic like medicine for dogs and cats. But I guess it was a natural method to deworm. Like, I couldn't hear the other part of the conversation for a cat or a dog. But do you know anything about that?
Well, I know that a lot of homeopathy medicine, I mean, even just the stuff for humans, works on animals. It doesn't really have to be animal specific for my understanding. There may be some that are more tailored towards animals, but the homeopathic remedies I've used on my pets have been just like the ones I'd buy at natural grocers for myself. I just give them to the pet.
Well, it's interesting because, the only homeopathic product that I've ever used that I can tell you, because I don't know, I've just not been exposed to a lot of them. Well, like Arnica is one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess I have been exposed to more than what I'm remembering as I'm live on the air here. Yeah. But Arnica helps with pain naturally.
Yes.
And I remember that from, what is it? What is the name of that company that sells all the little...
Boyeron.
There's another one too for children. They got all the little blue, it comes like in a little case. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly.
What is the name of that brand? Diamond, you probably don't know. And Lexi, you don't know. But anyway, so I can remember being a kid, they have it for like indigestion or colic and all these things. But what I was going to say is, so Dr. Stephen Schwartz, who is a medical doctor and a cardiologist, he developed the product Flunata that they were, STS Health was a sponsor of the show for a very long time. That stuff works.
Yeah.
That stuff works. I'm telling you, if you're coming down with something and you shoot it up your nose and in your throat, which is that's the application that you use, like, you're not going to get sick. And if you do, it's going to be diminished greatly.
Oh, for sure.
Kind of like that. What's that name of that homeopathic product that starts with an O and it's like this long? It's
the
like
Oscillo or...
Yeah. What is it?
It's I don't know. There's some I's and L's and O's in there.
It's literally like 15 letters long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long word. But I feel the same way about homeopathy. It's like, to me, they taste like sugar pills. I'm like, it seems a little woo-woo. But I mean, once you've had an experience with it that's really, truly worked, I mean, I don't know if the placebo factor kicks in or what.
I was just
going to
say the placebo factor.
I've had it work a time or two with Hypericum. I treated a sick chicken I had with Hypericum.
Okay, so what's Hypericum? I've heard the word before.
It's one of the homeopathic remedies like Arnica, but it's Hypericum. But it's strange because the vast things, I've used it to treat nerve pain from a cracked tooth, one I fixed with oil pulling, but prior to it being fixed, I used Hypericum to fix that. And then one of my chickens had Merrick's disease, which is like this viral disease that a lot of chickens will get if they're not inoculated at birth. I don't know.
Can you get it from a chicken?
No, you can't get it from a chicken. But chickens will get it and they go paralyzed. And what's strange is I kept this chicken in my bathroom for almost 3 months. And I researched right at the beginning because I'd had a couple others die, but this was a fan favorite chicken. So I was really trying to get her better. But with the Hypericum, I had to give it to her 3 times a day, and her name was Jenny. Mm-hmm. She made like almost a full recovery, and we just wound up having a house chicken. She just kind of cruised around the house. And then I stopped giving her the Hypericum because I was like, well, three times a day to give a chicken, hand feed a chicken medicine was a little much.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's see how she does. She literally died in 24 hours. I know, which was not my intent. Had I known that, I would have continued giving it to her.
Wow.
But that to me, I was like, I know for sure the Hypericum helped with my tooth pain. I was just having like nerve pain, like that ache you get when there's something not quite right in your teeth. It knocked it out in 2 hours.
There's
from
so much information that we need to know. Have you guys seen that? Alexi, what was the name of that documentary that's coming out about root canals,
root cause?
Have you seen that
No.
or heard about it?
Mm-mm.
Is it for real?
I'm assuming. I don't know.
It basically said that show me a person who's had a root canal, and particularly women. I'm just putting this out there because we saw it. And we were like, is that real? Is that true? Basically, if you've had a root canal, your chances of getting cancer are much greater. And also, if you're a woman, whatever side you got the root canal on, you're going to get breast cancer on that side of your breast, of that side of your body.
Oh my goodness.
Like, what? Can this be real? It's called Root Cause. I don't know when it's coming out, but I was astounded by it. I really was.
I wonder what it I mean, I haven't heard about it, but I wonder what it has to do with, you know, it could be just a total energy flow thing. Like, you know, with Chinese medicine, everything's energy and the flow. So maybe something about that internal damage to those roots disrupts your energetic flow. Maybe it could be fixed by like seeing an acupuncturist or a Chinese herbalist.
I don't know, but I can't wait till it comes out so we can examine it and, you know, get all the information
it's
and share it.
It's all related.
Yeah, well, you know, they say I grew up Italian because I'm half Italian, but Italians are real proud of their teeth and they're real funny about their teeth, you know, and we have pretty strong teeth naturally. And my dad used to say all the time that, you know, your teeth is an indication of your health.
Sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you have really strong teeth, you're going to and if you get your teeth later in life, you're just like if you start your period a little later in life, you're going to, you know, go through menopause a little later.
Yeah.
But it's all related to your genetics, of course, and your longevity and your health. But, you know, and then I got to thinking, my friend that passed away, my dear friend, Ines, just a few weeks ago, she had horrible teeth problems.
Oh.
Horrible problems with her teeth when I first met her. And so, you know, that's the first thing I thought of. Like, I wonder if there was any sort of connection with that and the cancer that she fought for years.
Yeah.
And her teeth problems. And so, but what can you do about that? Genetically, you're either blessed with good, you know, good, healthy teeth, or can that be affected by what you eat and exercise and all that
I bet there's a line. You know, there's probably a line between some normal causative genetic tooth problems and some real unhealthy. I know when the year before I got diagnosed with my autoimmune disease, my nails like went totally nuts, like with pitting and peeling and splitting. And years later, I came across an article that said your nails, too, are indicative of your overall health.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't they say something about autoimmune disorder?
I think so.
Being connected, too, to the root canal. I'm going to find out all about it because I just think it's fascinating.
Curious.
Well, I had two root canals.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
I've had a root canal.
Yeah. I mean, and they do them so much. I mean, you're so young and you had a root canal. So what's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's another huge industry where there's a lot of deception. And I know there's probably dentists right now that want to kill me listening to me say this, but you don't get to rob somebody of their health so you can make an extra $1,000 that month. Yeah.
Lots of scare tactics. Like.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and I was reading Men's Health over the weekend and I saw this. I thought I'd share this with our listeners. It says, be calm and tat on. It says, two 2017 studies have raised new concerns about tattooing. One found that the sweat rate of inked skin to be half that of bare skin, potentially compromising body cooling and your workout. And the other discovered ink particles that had migrated into lymph nodes, which play a key role in immunity. Both studies were small, however, and may have been overhyped. But, you know, it's just something to think about.
Oh, I think it's unhealthy. Yeah. I have lots of tattoos, obviously. But after I get them, I mean, I always have like what I feel is like an inflammatory response internally.
Isn't it true? Like I think it was Faye Alahi that shared this one time. Every time you prick your body, you cause a response, like even with a shot or something.
I remember her talking about that.
Yeah, I remember her talking about it.
I read an interesting article that said something about how tattooing, you know, if you look back on ancient cultures of it, that it is a way to release like blocked energy because it's a way to bring like physical, non-physical, internal stored pain out into the world. Like through, I want to say it's like perhaps not necessarily the healthiest way to do it, but for the person, you know, who is an artist or somebody who, you know, I guess I feel like the creative types tend to be the ones who tattoo more. But it seems as though this article is really interesting, just saying it's channeling if you think about it as a way to release these stored emotions.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All interesting stuff. And yeah. We're going to find out more about the whole root canal thing and bring it to you. Everyone, we've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Brad Dieter. He's going to be talking about the greatest holiday hits, as in HIIT training. And then we're going to be talking about gripping. I saw this really cool article in Men's Health, and I had no idea that your overall fitness is directly related to how good your grip is. So going to be talking about that. And Jill Lane's going to be in studio for tips to travel well and stay healthy over the holidays and autumn worn. Listen, this is going to be interesting. I don't know anything about this, but black salve. I can't even say that word properly. Salve is how you say
salve,
it.
Yeah.
Black salve for skin cancer. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Something about the way the hair falls in your face. Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Warren, and I have Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist from the ISSN. That's the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He is a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com. That's ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public and bring the best information in the industry straight to you. How are you doing today, Dr. Brad?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm good. A little stressful Monday. You know, that happens beginning of the week after a weekend. But I'm doing good. You know, you gotta shake it off and let it go. I'm having a little trouble, though, this morning, quite honestly. Well, yeah, give me a tip. Give me a tip, doctor.
You know, any day you get to wake up and go to work and have a job, it's always a blessing, right? There's a lot
absolutely.
Of people out there who don't have that, especially this time of year. So.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And that's a great point. And I appreciate you bringing that light into the studio with us today. So I love what we're talking about. I have never, we were going to talk about HIIT training too, but I'm kind of fascinated by this article. And I know you will be as well because, you've got the copy of it, but you're an aspiring Olympic weightlifter. And I've never heard about this. So it's an article that says, please hold for more muscle, 7 ways to keep strength and power from slipping through your fingers. I mean, it goes on to talk about the importance, the incredible importance of how your grip when you're lifting weights actually is.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different levels in which grip is really important. You know, if we think for a lot of the performance side of things and trying to make progress is a lot of people's, you know, deadlifting or their rowing or their pull-ups or anything like that, grip is usually one of the limiting factors for people, and that kind of prevents them from being able to make progress, right? If you can't hold on to a heavier weight, then you can't lift a heavier weight. So that's one of the big pieces is, you know, grip strength becomes a limiting factor for a lot of people, and that's why things like lifting straps and you know, wrist straps and things like that are so popular for people.
Well, have you heard of, I mean, they're calling it like a niche sport of competitive gripping. And it says, yes, you read that right. Few feats are as impressive as the double plate pinch hold with 2 old school York barbell, 45-pound plates. Have you done this before?
I haven't done any competitive plate pinching grip contests. I can't say I've done that, but, Grip training is actually, you know, something that's fairly common in a lot of weightlifting.
I've never heard of it. And all the years that, you know, we've been doing the show and talking about lifting and all kinds of stuff, I'd never heard of it. But so it says it's a challenge. And you should start out with 5 pounds. 5-pound plates, and then work your way up. A large study suggested a link between weaker grip. This is what really got me. It says that a large study suggests a link between weaker grip and higher risk of cardiovascular disease and early death.
Yeah, and you know, that's actually correct. So I was actually a co-author on a publication that looked at, you know, hand grip strength and diabetes in people, you know, as they age and their quality of life and what they're able to do. And hand grip strength is a good measure of overall strength for people as they age. You know, when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, hand grip strength doesn't appear to be as predictive. But as you start to age, your hand grip strength is a really good measure of overall body strength and body fitness. And it can be used as a predictor of, you know, how well you're going to age and how your quality of life is going to be affected as you age.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I can see that that makes perfect sense. It talks about that a strong grasp can also help you lift more and rack up gym PRs. Often it's your hands that limit you when you lift.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what we kind of talked about right when we opened this piece is that's usually a huge limiting factor for most people.
Well, okay, so it's, and then it goes on to talk about, okay, so true grips. It talks about the deadlift, that you should use a mixed grip to handle heavy loads. Do you do that?
I don't like to rely on that for, you know, most of my training. I think when you're going for a maximal lift, you'll want to use a mixed grip because it gives you better control. But the problem is when you have a mixed grip, you have one hand that's pronated and one hand that's supinated, so your shoulders are in a different position. And if you're repeatedly lifting like that, you start to get a lot of asymmetries in how you're lifting and musculature and load and things like that. So they're good for, you know, maximal attempts, but for volume in your training, you should try to use an even grip.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're going to put this in our newsletter. I just think it's fascinating. And, you know, I've lifted on and off for years. I haven't been doing much lifting lately. And you know what? And my hands aren't as strong as they used to be because I'm a little bit out of condition as far as the weightlifting. I think aerobically I'm fine because I do the HIIT training, which is another thing we're going to talk about today. And for people that don't know what HIIT training is, can you explain it briefly for them, Dr. Dieter?
So HIIT training stands for high intensity interval training, and it's basically periods of very, very intense exercise, very short periods followed by rest period. So it's basically, it's defined in the research literature as, almost maximal capacity work and then rest. In practice, a lot of people use it as more kind of moderate to high intensity and then rest. So it's basically like sprints or repeats is essentially what it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, so like, for example, this is how I do my HIIT training, at least right now, on my spin bike. After I warm up for a couple of minutes, I'll get up out of the saddle and I'll crank the, the tension just a little bit and hit it really, really hard till I cannot do any more, which is usually about 45 to 60 seconds. And then I rest as I keep my, my legs spinning on the bike. And then I might go two or three more minutes and then I'll hit it again, go another 2 or 3 minutes. And I do that. And if I'm doing a quick workout, 15 to 20 minutes, I'll probably hit it like 6 or 7 times. That's a pretty good HIIT training, you think?
Yeah, and that's usually pretty comparable to what most research studies employ that look at HIIT, right? There's specific parameters of heart rate threshold you have to hit, but that's really essentially how it's done.
And so why is it so much more beneficial than like regular cardiovascular exercise?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So depending on the outcome you're looking at, is HIIT training in, kind of what we call continuous, moderate exercise activity, they both are equally beneficial depending on the outcome. But what HIIT training does is it starts to activate some different, molecular machinery in your muscles and, causes larger increases in some, enzymes and things like that. So when we talk about specific outcomes, HIIT training's beneficial for some and it's not beneficial for others. So it's one of those modalities of training that should be included into your training but isn't the only option.
Do you do a lot of HIIT training?
I don't do as much just because I only have a limited amount of time and I enjoy doing other things more that I, would do consistently. So I do a lot more weightlifting and hiking and things like that at this point in my life.
Can you you can do HIIT training with weightlifting, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. It just depends on, what your current goals are at any given time. So.
Yeah. So what would you do? So for someone out there listening that, wants to know, well, how can I incorporate some HIIT training along with my weight training? What would you suggest they do?
Yeah, you can do, typically, you could get on a bicycle, you could get on a rower. I like the rower for whenever I do intervals. That's usually where I use it. You can do things like Tabata style where you do body weight movements like squats and things like that at a really high intensity. Those are ways to start to incorporate some of that.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to go back now to the gripping because I think it's so fascinating to, talking about getting your hands really strong. We were talking about, true grips and how important it is. Okay, so in this article, it talks about get fat. It says find extra thick barbells, dumbbells, or handles for all of your deadlifts and pulling exercises. Do you have a fat bar?
I don't. The gym I train at doesn't have one. But, easy ways you can replicate that is wrap a towel around it. You can get things that are called fat grips, which are just basically rubber things you can put around a bar or a dumbbell or anything like that, and it'll actually mimic the same effect without having to go buy big, huge dumbbells.
Interesting.
Or barbells.
Yeah, I've never even seen one. Okay, so and then it says to hang out. It says for manlier mitts, strength coach Dan John recommends adding this simple challenge into your workout once a week. Do a pull-up and then hang on the bar for 30 seconds without letting go of the bar and repeat until your grip fails or you can't complete a pull-up. 10 reps translates into 5-plus minutes on the bar and proof that you have a bad, bad ASS grip.
that's a good practical tip. Dan, he has been in the game a long time and knows a lot of stuff. So usually when he speaks, I listen.
Really? Okay, so when it also says to mix it up. It says your brain's motor cortex puts to work more than 30 muscles just to control your hand and to strengthen all of that. Think outside the barbell. It says towels hanging from the bar, thick ropes, and PVC pipes all place a different demand on your grip, says MH Fitness Advisor David Jack. It says each week do at least 3 sets of towel pull-ups or chin-ups, PVC drags or carries, or pulling exercise variations with ropes.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a great way to get a lot of work done and focus on the things that are usually people's weak links, like their grip.
Well, and, you know, I didn't even think of it. I have ropes around my basketball court that I used to do so much more tougher workouts than I have been doing in the last couple of months, but where you take the ropes, they're 50 pounds, and you can move simultaneously up and down where your whole body goes into like a lunge.
The battle ropes.
The battle ropes, exactly. And I never even thought about it being good for my hands.
Yeah, no, it is. It's one of those things that, you know, those can be really effective. They can be a little bit hard on people's shoulders if they have bad posture, but they're pretty good tools.
All right. Well, great talking with you about all this. I learned something new today. So thanks so much, Dr. Dieter. Always love having you on.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye. All right. We'll see you soon. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Warren, and I have Jill Lane on the line. I want to let everyone know that you can listen to our podcast from Skitcher, or Stitcher, either one, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. We've got Sun Warrior, a great, great company. You know, we talked about flipping over the Squatty Potty, who's another sponsor of the show, and putting products in it from like Charlotte toilet's web or a couple bottles of crazy water or maybe some of the poopery, or not poopery, but the booty, what's it called? Booty gold. I have it in my purse. Fruity Booty is the name of it, but it's like basically the drops that you put in the toilet so that your poopy-doo doesn't stinky up the room. And of course, Paleo Magazine, you could throw the latest edition in. It's got some great articles in there about the ketogenic diet as well as a bunch of really great recipes. So, you know, go to our sponsors and check them out. They're all great companies. So Jill Lane, how are you doing today?
Hey, ladies. How's it going so far?
Good, good. We thought you were going to be in studio, so we changed it up here. Stuff happens. It's the beginning of the week, and it happens. So Jill Lane, for people that don't know her, she's been on the show on and off for years. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach. She is the founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill at jilllane.com. That's her website, Jill Lane. On Instagram, she's at Team Fueling Champions, Twitter at Jill Lane CNC. And today we're talking about four tips to travel well and stay healthy over the holidays with your student athlete or yourself or for business all year long, because you travel a lot, Jill. And so you would know, right?
Well, there's nothing worse, right? Like, I think this has all happened to us at least once in our life, that we're so excited we have a vacation, whether it's like a tropical place or a big business presentation, or maybe we have a student athlete that's traveling for a tournament, and we're kind of stressed a few days leading up to it, and we're packing, and we're trying to get things closed down at home. There's nothing worse than doing all of that and then getting to the destination and being sick or tired.
Absolutely.
Or not feeling your best.
Yeah.
And right? And so these tips help to avoid that from happening, so you can actually get to wherever you need to go, whether it's just a relaxing beach somewhere or the presentation or the tournament where you actually have to perform and be on your A game. I work with high-performing business people and athletes, and trips are serious business to them, or traveling is serious business to them. They can't afford to catch a cold on the plane,
right,
or arrive somewhere feeling tired or lethargic from a plane ride. So these tips help to get you from point A to point B still feeling on your A game, or maybe even a little better, so you can perform or just relax and have fun on vacation.
Well, I don't know what you think about this. This is what I do when I travel. I always throw a bottle of saline solution in my purse or my backpack, and I hydrate and clean out my nasal passages both before and after the flight, or if it's a long flight, during the flight, to keep even my nose well hydrated, so no germs can latch on to my sinuses or my mucous membranes, if you will.
You know what? I love that. It's such a great segue, because the very first tip is to hydrate well. And it doesn't start when you get to where you're going. It actually starts 2 to 3 days before you travel. So I actually intentionally have my clients put a reminder in their calendar about 2 to 3 days before they know whether they're driving a few hours to visit, you know, family members, or they're getting on a plane for however long, an hour or 10 hours. I purposely have them set a reminder in their phone. We all have those these days to pop up and remind them to be on their A game with their hydration, which means to be drinking water, which is the recommendation I use, is about half your body weight in ounces, spread out throughout the day, especially during your training and exercise sessions, so that when they arrive to the airport, or when they hop in the car to drive to, you know, grandpa and grandma's house, they are fully hydrated.
Yeah.
When we're not hydrated, we not only lose mental focus and power, but we leave ourselves open to catching bugs and colds. And so it helps with those two things. It keeps us mentally engaged, which is really important if you have to deliver, you know, physically or mentally when you get to the destination that you're going to, or helps us stay well so that we don't end up sick when we're at, you know, wherever we're going. Because to your point, and I love the idea of, you know, kind of hydrating your nose. I travel with a saline spray that has a little xylitol and grapefruit seed extract in it, mm-hmm. which helps kind of prevent the adherence of those bugs that cause all of those sinus things that we get, because we do naturally just get dehydrated from travel. And especially if you know you're going to elevations, if you're going to like Colorado or Utah, or, you know, someplace like Mexico City or somewhere where the elevation is high and you're coming from lower elevation, you really have to prepare, because now you're also dealing with trying to just prevent dehydration and a little altitude sickness just from going, changing, you know, how high above sea level you are.
Right. Well, and I think when you're traveling, your bodies normally send a thirst signal, but you might not hear it when you're traveling because you're, you know, you're dealing with bags, you're dealing with children, you're dealing with, you know, just a lot of different things that you normally wouldn't deal with. And I'm going to quote Dr. Miriam Kalamian, who wrote the book Keto for Cancer. She talks about every organ, tissue, and cell in your body needs water. Water keeps your joints, your spine, and your brain bathed in fluid. Water flushes toxins from your body and helps to keep your kidneys and bowels healthy. Therefore, water lost through urine, sweat, and respiration needs to be replaced throughout the day. Because as you said, you've got to be on your best game when you're traveling, you've just, and you don't want to ruin a vacation or a business trip or not perform the best you can because something as simple as improper hydration.
Listen, I was just at a business conference in the Colorado Springs area, which is at elevation, and there was a woman there who basically got carted out on a stretcher because she was having severe altitude sickness, and wow. It was manifesting as an experience she had previously had with a stroke just a few months before, extreme headache and fatigue. And I asked her where she was from. She said California. And so, you know, I was talking to the EMT, which, you know, they clearly know more than I do, but I'm like, hey, she's at elevation. She's been here. She says she's not been adequately hydrating. And so don't even wait to get thirsty. We know that by the time the thirst mechanism kicks in, we could be already dehydrated, which is only 2% loss of our body weight. So for some of us, that's only like a couple, 2 or 3 or 4 pounds. And so I actually have some of my clients weigh in if they're athletes, you know, when they get to where they're going, just to check their hydration levels. And so to your point, we hydrate before we get there, 2 to 3 days before. Hydrate while you're on the plane with water, 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 water only. And then when you get to wherever you're staying, whether it's family or whatever the lodging is, stop somewhere en route and buy water, because we all know the water at the hotel costs like 10 times the amount that it does at the supermarket.
Right.
And so stop, buy a case of water, put it in your room or bring it to wherever you're staying so that you have access to it the whole time that you're there.
Well, I say get a swell bottle or something like that and carry it with you. I guess you have to empty it out before you go through security. I'm thinking of why you couldn't do that, but I don't know. But I don't like the plastic bottles. I just don't. So we've got about 2 minutes, Jill. You talk about packing well, fueling well, and move well. What are your three tips for those three things?
So pack well just means bring your friends. And by friends, I don't mean your neighbors and your girlfriends. I mean, bring the snacks that you know you do well with at home. Because again, when we're traveling, we don't always have access to the stuff that we know fuels us well. So pack raw almonds and nuts and seeds. I pack plain oatmeal packages that are gluten-free. I pack individual baggies of protein powder in a shaker bottle, electrolyte powder, because I want to have the stuff with me that I know I feel and perform the best with. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When you're traveling with kids, it helps them stay happy, because as parents, we know if our kids get too much sugar, which is easy to access, especially on a family vacation, they don't behave so well. And so it actually helps you enjoy your trip more. What? Doesn't mean your kids can't have a treat now and then, but it keeps their snacks regular to what they're used to, and then it leaves the treats as treats, and not the treats don't become the snacks all day long.
Well, and I think you can't have that attitude, oh, we're on vacation, it doesn't, let's have a sweet, everything sweet, 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 sugar drinks. I mean, it's everywhere. There's so much sugar all over the place, whether it be a snack or be a drink. But I think, at least in my case, when my children drink a lot of, I don't usually allow it. I try to really watch it, but they're going to end up sick is my point, from all the sugar that they're ingesting over a couple of days if you let it, you know, if you let it slide. You really can't, and that's another reason it's important to have a lot of water around. We've got about 60 seconds, Jill. So what about fueling well and moving well?
So when it comes to fueling well, ignorance is no excuse when you travel. Spend 15 minutes before you leave your trip to know what are your fueling options. Like, what are the restaurants at the hotel? What does the hotel have that you can buy? What are the grocery stores in the surrounding radius of the hotel or where you're going to be staying? So you know when you get there, if you can't pack your water or a water bottle, as you suggested, or snacks, that you can get them when you're there. And then stay on track with your food. Leave your treats as treats, but don't live off the treats, because to your point, everybody's going to feel bad about 2 days in.
Right.
And that makes for not a fun vacation, business trip, or athletic outing. And the last one is just to move well. And again, a vacation is not an excuse to stop moving. And it doesn't mean you have to train at max capacity, but you can still move. You can hike, you can walk, you can be outside with your family, because you will have a better experience and your immune system will thank you, will help actually stave off some of the exposure you get just from travel with immune bugs, the bugs that are around. So move well, you'll feel better, your family will be in a better mood. So everybody enjoys a trip or a vacation, or if you're a business person, when you exercise, your brain is more engaged. So train in the morning so that you can be on point when you go to deliver that killer sales presentation.
Yep. Everybody's happier when they exercise. No question about it. Jill, thank you so much. Always appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. That's Jill Lane. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. We've got Autumn Warren coming up. We're going to be talking about black salve for skin cancer. Never heard of it, but can't wait to hear what she has to say. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Shake up a quick snack on the go. Add some quality nutrition to any meal or whip up some before or after a workout to get your cells what they need to fire on all cylinders. Illuminate can do that and more. And it tastes as amazing as it feels. It's only 160 calories and 19 grams of protein. I love that. And it's 100% organic. Find it at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Some nice chill music. Thank you, Diamond Gray. I might need a drink after this show. I'm not kidding you. This morning has been so brutal. Honest to God. But I love my music. Always takes me to a better place. So I thank you for that. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Diamond Gray, and Autumn Warren. We are talking about black salve for skin cancer. This is fascinating to me. So Autumn Warren is just, she's just incredible. She is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two children, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover, of course, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She has written a children's book, The Inventor of Ether Elixir, which is like my favorite thing, and you've got your new flavors coming out. I was in Natural Grocer last night picking up another four bottles because my daughter's getting ready to go on a camping trip and I want her immune system strong. Loading her up with these. She had one last night. She's having one tonight and she's having another one in the morning. You can find them at probiotics.com. Probiotics, y'all. And this is not a paid sponsor. I just love this woman. I love what she brings to the table. And I think what she's doing out there in the food industry is amazing. And I respect her tremendously. So
I really do.
And so this black cell. I didn't get to the new flavors. What are the new flavors?
They are carrot. Carrot ginger turmeric, which I'm calling 24 carat gold.
Oh, I like that. You always come up with the best names.
I know. That's my favorite part.
Okay. And what's the other one?
The other one is apple lemongrass chai, which I'm calling apple of my chai.
Oh, I like that.
That's cute.
Yeah. That is so cute. Well, and you bring your thank you so much for all you've done for One Life Radio too.
Yeah,
you know,
I love it. I love it because I mean it's fun. You know, people's eyes glaze over when I start talking about health stuff. Sometimes I've got to really learn to temper it. So this is a nice outlet for me.
Well, you know, last week I forgot this in my car, but I brought this. I got it at the Paleo FX. They were giving these out for free, and I never have.
The U-Biome?
The U-Biome. Yeah. Have you heard of this?
I have.
Okay. So this is a free one. I've never used it.
I know. I still have mine.
Do it.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. And it's where you basically take, a sample of your poo-poo and you send it in to this company. But I really, you know what? I'm just going to say that I kind of think it's a waste of money because your gut microbiome changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what might be so on Tuesday isn't going to be so on Wednesday or Friday or whatever. And so I just think it's expensive.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, maybe I'll have them on the show to talk about it. But
it is interesting. It may give you an insight as to the general environment of your digestive tract, particularly your
But if you're not
colon.
A doctor or a pathologist, what would you be? A pathologist? No. What would you be? Microbiomologist?
Yeah. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I will be Sounds the first legit. One. I'm going to be the microbiomologist.
Well, you know, and you see products like this too. And I threw this in here. This is a dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free. I'm trying to look at how it's sweetened because I'm very curious. But it's a Fitbiotic weight management with 50 billion guaranteed unflavored probiotic supplement. This little packet with 14 different strains. What do you think about stuff like this? Because it's all dry.
I think it's not alive, and I don't put a whole lot of faith in bringing things that aren't alive back to life.
It's, yeah.
Seems suspicious.
Yeah. So I want to know more about stuff like this. And I know the listeners do too, because we work hard for the money, our money. We do.
Let's not throw it away.
And you don't want to throw it away. Mm-hmm. There's so many, you know, or save it. There you go. That's a great concept, is to save a little money. But I love talking about this stuff with you. You kind of are like the microbiomologist of the show. Today we're talking about black salve for skin cancer. I've never heard of this. So I'm just going to let you speak on it.
Okay. Well, it is a little controversial. And I do want to start out by saying if you've got skin cancer, obviously, you know, like see a doctor.
Yes, you need to see a doctor. Absolutely.
But I will say that it's something that I came across in my own health scares. And it's a traditional Native American, I think, are the origins remedy for treating skin cancer. And I'm going to go ahead and just give you the layperson way that it works. It's essentially an ointment that is made out of zinc chloride, which is a little bit caustic. So it burns your skin just a little bit. It's not terribly painful. But what it does is it irritates the skin, allowing the other ingredient in there, which is bloodroot, which has high anti-cancer and antifungal properties, to penetrate the deeper layers of skin where the cancer cells usually are. That way, so what it's doing is it's agitating your skin, the blood roots going in, and it's essentially drawing out the cancer cells and killing them. And it's kind of going to bubble up into what looks kind of like a boil almost. It's just going to be this kind of nasty, ooey gooey pus that's going to turn into a scab. And then that whole scab is eventually going to fall out. But the scab is going to have depth to it. It's called an eschar. An eschar that has, it's going to have neoplastic cells in it. It's going to have the regular blood and pus and gunk that, you know, a scab would have in it. And then lots of the dead cancer cells will be in it as well. And you'll have a divot in wherever it is that you applied it topically.
Wow.
So the way that you would typically treat.
But people don't normally, I mean, I don't think anybody in America would necessarily do this because we've just been trained differently.
I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah.
You've actually done it. Okay.
That's right. So the way that you would generally treat some form of skin cancer, most forms of skin cancer, would be they have roots to them. So if you have like a little
Mohs surgery, they go in and take it cell by cell,
yeah,
correct?
Well, and they do different ways. But one of the ways, you know, the thing with cancer growths is that they have roots to them. So something that may appear topically on your skin that has whatever, you know, the circumference of like a pea size, it could have roots that go out several inches, 3 to 4 inches. So you've got to cut out a significant portion of your skin to really ensure that you've gotten all the tentacles that are going along with this original growth. Whereas the black salve does that for you because it is in essence going into penetrating those deeper layers of tissue and pulling, drawing out the cancer cells and essentially liquefying them and then purging them from your body.
Okay, so did you get a diagnosis that you had a cancerous growth and you treated it yourself?
Okay, so what I've had is I've had several cancerous or precancerous growths. I'm a freckly little person. I lived in Arizona before sunscreen was cool. So I have had other ones diagnosed and removed. I had one that looked very similar to the same ones that I had had before, and I didn't want to go through that route because I do have very sensitive skin, and that type of surgery is traumatic for my skin. It'll leave, you know, a terrible scar and whatever. So I actually came across it doing research for something else, and I thought, you know, that I'd try it on this spot, and it works. The combination of the zinc chloride, but the combination of an escharotic, which is the name for the combination of something caustic like a zinc chloride and then a bloodroot, an anti-cancer paste, it only targets neoplastic cells, the metastatic cells, the cancer cells. It doesn't target healthy tissue. So if I were to take that same ointment and apply it to a mole or a freckle that does not have any of those growth, those fast-growing cells, it would do nothing but maybe agitate my skin just a little bit. So you can kind of tell if it is a bad overgrowing cell by putting it on there and seeing if there's a reaction. So I did that on my own. It went exactly through the steps that it says it would go through. And I mean, and it came out, and the thing that came out of my arm, I mean, it was pretty gnarly. So I did what I did. One of the reasons why it's controversial is because people will do something like that, and then they're like, oh, cool, I'm cured. Well, right. Go to your doctor and have them double check it, you know.
Well, I'm reading here that it potentially treats skin growth. Some practitioners choose to use black salve, bloodroot, in order to remove patients' non-cancerous skin growths as well, including raised moles, unsightly rubbery growths. I don't know what that is, but
it would have to be. It would only be if they are atypical moles. Like a regular mole isn't going to have very many neoplastic cells in it. It wouldn't work.
Right.
So it would be highly. It wouldn't work. I mean, I've got moles and freckles. If I were to stick it on one of these, it most likely wouldn't do anything. But it's referring to growths that are growing exponentially, the way that cancer would grow.
Wow. And it says that research published in 2014 by the Institute of Pharmacy and Molecular Biotechnology at Heidelberg University showed that this could potentially overcome multi-drug antibiotic resistant pathogens as well as antibiotics usually can. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but
well, you can use a black salve instead of it being a salve, which is something you apply topically. You can use it orally. However, the controversy there is that bloodroot is toxic, fatally toxic, if taken at too high of a dose.
Whoa.
So you've got to make sure that, number one, you've got food on your stomach. Start with a very small dose, and if you feel any sort of nausea or any sort of fatigue or anything, then stop immediately. But generally, if you're buying it from a reputable company, they will have very thorough instructions. And I mean, what I would say and what I tell people is to treat it with respect. It is an herbal remedy, but it's a very powerful herbal remedy. So, you know, don't just go and gobble, you know, 10 tablets and see if it cures you, because
I'm going to the doctor. I don't know. If it was something small, maybe a little mole or something, I would try it. But, you know. I don't know. You got to
research it.
You got to research it. Well, there's a lot of information out there, and there are some pretty prestigious people that say that, it's fine, but I don't know.
Well, the time-honored empiricism of it, it's been something that's been used widely for about a century, and hundreds of thousands of people will
before report. Pharmaceutical companies.
Oh yeah,
there you go. All right, everyone. Autumn, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Always a pleasure, everyone. I hope you enjoy the show. We always enjoy doing it. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.